Another deranged leftist has been shot by ICE when he was out there doing nothing but protecting illegal immigrants who are here to rape and murder your children. Instead of celebrating the loss of one of our enemies, the right is clutching their pearls, crying, pulling out their hair, and gnashing their teeth because imagine if the left was in charge. Some of you are not cut out for doing what needs to be done to get rid of the Bolshevik revolution that has taken over our country. Crying and screaming, and all of a sudden, you're all experts about how much force ICE is supposed to use when they're literally being targeted. They know that these people have group chats, they're tracking them, they're trying to unmask and dox them so people can go find them, follow them, and kill them. And you're over here crying because a pedophile protector got taken out. No one likes to see the loss of a human life. I'm not so cold and callous that I watch these things happen, even what happened to Renee Good or what happened to this guy Pretty. I don't know what his first name is. They all seem to have these very catchy last names. I feel bad for the loss of human life. However, the difference between me and everybody who's crying about it online is I realize that the loss of human life did not happen when these people were shot. That was the culmination of every action they've taken in their life until that point. The actual loss of life occurred the minute these people adopted a neo-Marxist ideology, which led them to such a deranged psychological state that they are on the streets risking their life to protect Somalian scammers, where it has been exposed that they have robbed and defrauded the nation of close to $19 billion. People who have come here and sodomized, killed children. People who are coming over here totally fracturing the medical system by not paying for any of it and getting all of the benefits that you and your ancestors have paid for with your tax dollars. Spare me this fake compassion that we are being whipped with. Where is your heart? Where is your mercy? No. Where is your heart? Because you led these people down a dead-end ideology just so that you could get to a level of power. So don't start crying these crocodile tears when we finally say that's enough and start holding these people accountable for their actions. You cannot let people be down in the streets protesting when they are literally trying to run over ICE agents, when they are creating roadblocks. They're creating autonomous zones where you can't even police them. The Minneapolis police force is refusing to comply with federal agents. This is a full-scale subversion of your nation. And you're crying because one of the people who went down there with the intention of causing harm and havoc got taken out. Sorry, I'm not gonna cry. And I'm not somebody who is pro, big government, none of that. But if you're gonna say all this crap about, oh, they're gonna start using it against us, they already have been using it against you. Let me remind you about the way they behaved when old Charlie Kirk took one to the neck. They were out there chanting, celebrating, reenacting, making t-shirts. If you stood up for him, they said you were next. Did you see one single person on the left admonishing their side? Did you turn on CNN or MSNBC and see Rachel Maddow say, look, I didn't like Charlie Kirk, I didn't like what he stood for, but people celebrating his death and taunting his family is wrong. Did you see that? No. You know why? Because they are all aligned on a single purpose. They will not disavow a single person on their side. It doesn't matter if they're more extreme. They don't care. The right is still trying to do this game where they're like, what about civil rights? And what about our liberties? What about principles? I don't know how to explain this to you. That when you are dealing with commie, Bolshevik, genocidal murderers, you playing by the rules and respecting people's civil rights and civil liberties is going to get you and your children killed. If a guy breaks into your house in the middle of the night, you don't stop to ask him what he's doing there. If you have a weapon, you take deadly force against him because you have people in your home you want to protect. Unless you're some kind of lunatic liberal who enjoys watching your wife get raped and your children get murdered. All of this pearl clutching and crying and dissecting and analyzing what the ICE agents were doing, you guys aren't there. Sorry, you're not there. You're not down there. You're not dealing with what these people are dealing with every single day, where their lives are in danger, and they are doing this because they want to protect your country while you sit behind a keyboard and you pick apart every action they do. No, we're not doing that. Those are the enemies, right? Those guys are here raping, murdering, stealing, thieving, correct? Those are your enemies. If you were in a war with those people, you would be actively trying to kill them. And then you go, yeah, but these people weren't, no, right, but they're working for them. Are they helping them? Are there people who are helping your enemies? Are there people who are getting in between you and your enemies so that you cannot deal with your enemies fairly? Guess what? They're part of the enemy category. Understand? If you feel like, oh, there's something on our side that needs to change, you take that privately. You don't blast that out so everybody sees the fracture points on our side. This is ultimately why people on the right, conservatives, always end up getting killed in a Bolshevik revolution, because they have no idea what they're up against. They think they're still in this like civil discourse. Remember when suddenly protesting your government was sedition? Remember how they changed the meaning of words and they threw out the Constitution and they're having illegals vote in your elections and they're literally not respecting your elections because they invented votes where they didn't exist? Remember when Tina Peters was arrested for daring to report fraud in her county in Colorado? Remember that? No. So you're acting like all of a sudden all of our civil liberties have been thrown out when we've literally been living in a post-constitutional America, and all of a sudden you're waking up to it, we're fighting back against it, and now you want to cry about the way we should be playing fair. You don't play fair with people who want to kill you. That's it. And you guys need to understand that they want to kill you. Don't forget to go to my website, leonardaisfunny.com, and register for my newsletter. It's completely free, and you will get updates from me, like when I'm coming to your city, which you can also click here, buy tickets, and see when I'm coming. And if you'd like to be part of my exclusive group, simply sign up for a premium membership and you'll get to watch all my exclusive uncensored content saying things that would get me banned on YouTube. It's also an excellent way to support your dissident right news podcaster who's trying to fight the system with a shitty mic. I just want everybody to know, I did try to buy an actual microphone, but it turns out that this piece of shit doesn't work with the USB-C cord, even though they said it did. So for now, I have to deal with whatever this is, which is probably sending out a Bluetooth cancer radius, but I'm trying my best. I am still a woman and I am not technologically savvy. Last but not least, let's not forget to support our sponsor, AntelopeHillPublishing.com. Taking on the publishing empire, which is gay and run by women who want to see you zogged out of your brain. Antelope Hill Publishing has the kind of books that's going to get you put in a communist concentration camp if they win. So better read these books and learn some tactics about how to defeat the Bolsheviks before they light you on fire while you're simply trying to worship the creator of the universe. I've been talking about the book about Japan's Socialist Party and Spain's Socialist Party. They've also got one about Italian Socialist Party. I don't know why I said that like that, but it doesn't matter. They've got a lot of great books. One of my favorites is The Culture of Critique by Kevin MacDonald, who lost it all to tell us the truth. Make sure you guys use my promo code Leo for 10% off. Thank you guys. One of the things I love about these absolute disgusting people who are going down there to get in the way of ICE is that they talk about the children. The poor children, the children are being suffering. These children of the migrants. Okay, here's a picture of all of the innocent people who were murdered or raped by an illegal, either here or in Great Britain. Where is your compassion for these children? Oh, you don't care about them because they're white? Cool. I don't care about you. And if you go down there and you try to get in the way of ICE, I'm not going to cry any tears if something happens to you, because you are defending people who want me and my progeny dead because of my DNA. I don't have time to think about what your civil rights are. Goodbye. Here's another one. The communist who got himself killed fighting with ICE, that happened the same day, by the way, that an illegal alien, an 11-year-old girl. Did you see any of the left who cares about the children, cares about the innocent people crying about it? No, because they actually are happy that this happened. And we have to be aware of how much the media is lying to people and telling them that certain things happened when they didn't. Here's a great example, right? Because they love to manipulate your emotions. And this is what you have to understand about these commie Bolshevik bastards. And from now on, we're not calling them the left. We're calling them genocidal Bolsheviks, because this is exactly what they are. And you need to understand what their agenda is, because it's been the same agenda since the invention of Marxism. They weaponize your compassion, your empathy, your sense of justice. They do not follow that same code. They know that you will follow that code. And so they try to invent injustices that are happening so as to appeal to your good nature and get you to disarm and understand why you're wrong. But when it comes to their side, they don't care that these kids are being molested, that these kids are being brought in illegally by coyotes who are human trafficking them, oftentimes for sexual nature. They don't care about that. They don't actually have a moral code. But they know that you do, and you keep falling like a dumb idiot who thinks you are playing fair game. Oh, they call me a racist. I'm not racist. Oh, they call me a homophobe. I'm not homophobe. Shut the up. Just cut it out. If you want to be a pussy, stay home, shut up, or join the left. But get out of the way, because you're going to get somebody killed. So here's a story. You can see that the Democrats' X account posted it. They posted this blatantly. The news channels are all beaming this home. If you got your little boomer parents at home, this is what they're hearing from their TV. ICE Minneapolis arrested a 5-year-old coming home from preschool and tried to use him as human bait. His teacher describes him as a bright, I'm sure he's super bright, right? These monsters are sick. So this is a story, right? Well, do just a little bit of digging. Oh, look at even Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton. Yeah, I'm sure Hillary Clinton really feels so much compassion for the children. Sure. Terrorizing a population, right? They all ran with it. And I saw this on people who are supposedly on the right also running with it. Like, this is so wrong. This is what I'm talking about. There's like this virtue signaling going on the right. Like, you want to prove to your enemies that you're not this evil Nazi they accuse you of. Look, I feel compassion for the little terrorized child. I feel compassion for the commie defender. You don't understand that you're already guilty to them. You're guilty not because of anything you did, not because of anything you said, but because you belong to a group.
All these comfortable white people who are living lavish, comfortable lives, nice lives with your lattes, doing absolutely nothing for your Latino and Somali brothers and sisters.
A particular genetic group, and you are not disavowing your group. So nothing you can do, short of becoming a full-blown, self-hating communist who tries to self-annihilate, is going to make you not guilty in their eyes. You need to understand this. Stop the pearl clutching, stop the crying, stop the trying to virtue signal. I'm one of you. No, cut it out, because it's pathetic, it's weak, and it's gay. And you're really disgusting me, by the way. Some of you are really disgusting me. Like, you act like you didn't see them literally want us dead. You act like you didn't see these people straight up abusing you because you weren't wearing a mask during COVID, screaming that you should have a winter of death because you didn't want to take a clot shot, which we now know is giving everybody cancer. You're acting like you didn't see this, and all of a sudden you want these people to think you're a good person. You're pathetic, man. You're pathetic. Set this one out. The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement actually clarified. They said this is a lie The child was abandoned by his father, a criminal illegal alien from Ecuador who fled from our offices. Our officers ensured the child was safe. Does your heart also ache for the thousands of families who have lost loved ones to violent, criminal, illegal alien murderers? You haven't tweeted about these angel families once. Yeah, that's actually what's sad. People's children who've been killed because an Indian truck driver totally forged his documents, can't speak English, and then is stupid enough to not understand that you can't make a U-turn in the middle of a highway. Where is your compassion for those people? And the fact of the matter is, the father abandoned his child, and ICE was knocking on the door where the mother was inside saying, hey, we're not going to arrest you, just take your child. And she was refusing. And then finally, the father said, I want the child with me. And so ICE reunited with the child. But the media doesn't care. And they don't really care about this kid. They just know that you're going to, and you're going to whip yourself and self-emulate because I'm so bad. Pathetic. Just super pathetic. On January 20th, ICE conducted a targeted operation to arrest Adrian Alexander Conyeje Arias. As agents approached the driver, Adrian fled on foot, abandoning his child. For the child's safety, one of our ICE officers remained with the child while the other officers apprehended Conyeje Arias. Our officers made multiple attempts to get the mother inside the house to take custody of her child. Officers even assured her that they would not take her into custody. I understand why she didn't believe them, but that's your kid. Sorry. I think most parents would agree that they would die for their child. So if somebody that you think is so evil is outside and has your kid, yeah, you're going to try to get your kid back. You're not going to be like, no speak English and I thought I am your citizen. Do what you want with the baby. Just leave me alone. She refused to accept custody of the child. Father told officers he wanted the child to remain with him. Our officer's primary concern during the entire operation was the safety and welfare of the child. Following the mother's abandonment of the child, officers abided by the father's wishes to keep the child with him. Father and son are together at Dilley. I don't know what that is. Parents are asked if they want to be removed with their children, or ICE will place the children with a safe person the parent designates. First of all, if you leave your child around, that's on you, dude. I would never leave my child in the custody of a foreign police force that I thought was hostile to me. No, I'm going to go out guns blazing. I'm going to go out Ruby Ridge style. And speaking of Ruby Ridge, that's how long they've been violating people on the rights, civil liberties, and civil rights. So why don't you wake me up when we actually have some that we're trying to protect? So this is a story about what the ICE agents are dealing with while all you keyboard warriors are crying about how they should have known that the guy on the floor who was reaching for his gun, by the way, which I'll show you the video, wasn't a threat. Yeah, it's easy to see he's not a threat when you go back and you watch the videos. You don't know what's going on in the chaos, especially when you're dealing with people who got their finger bitten off. They're trying to hit them with their cars. There have been people who have been hit by cars. They're setting up these autonomous zones. They're armed. Yeah, I'm going to be aware, especially when they're openly calling for my death, that if somebody's got a gun and he's reaching for it, he might be trying to kill me. And if you don't have these people's back, then don't blame anyone when they stop showing up to deport these violent migrants and they come in and they totally destroy your town and your people because you didn't stand for the people who are actually trying to fight for you. So here's something. It's about negative 20 in Minneapolis right now, negative 31 with wind chill. I was leaving the building we were all holed up in. I think we've stacked close to 2,000 people in a building designed for 500. I ran into a grunt officer who's been sent here from Miami. He clearly had just got back from an operation. Dude looked absolutely exhausted. We talked a little shit about how bad the weather sucks, how tired everyone is from the OP tempo. We got outside. I asked him point blank how he feels about risking his life going up against Arctic temperatures, criminals, rioters, etc. He stops, looks at me, and says, doesn't matter. We do the job. Then he walks off and jumps in a car to get on another target. No less than 10 seconds later, one of the garage doors where teams are staging at opens, and about 15 to 25 guys roll out in full kit and hop in cars for a different target set. Guys are risking it all in negative 40 degree temperatures to grab foreign invaders and get it through your head that that is what they are. The people they're arresting have criminal records for horrible crimes. Horrible crimes. And the people who are getting in the way are defending horrible humans who want to rape your children. Do you understand this through your stupid little pea-bagging heads? Get it through your heads what's going on. They don't eat. They barely sleep. They survive on nicotine and black coffee and the occasional MRE. Not one of the dozens, if not hundreds of men I've talked to even thinks of quitting because they understand what's on the line. Everyone, even senior leadership, is out there right now. There's equivalent of general officers are out there on the ground making arrests and fighting through protesters who are defending the illegals, the criminals, the vagrant, horrendous people. That's who they're defending. Get it through your fucking brains. I've never seen commitment like this. These men are genuine heroes. Yes, they are. They are. Here's a Minnesota mother of 18, of an 18-month-old, and she takes her baby with her in sub-zero temperatures because her child isn't more important than others. These are the people. These are the delusional people. They already told you they don't care about their own children. They don't care about risking the lives of their own children going down to fight ICE agents for criminal illegals who want to scam and rape your country. Of course they're not going to care about what these people want to do to your kids. These people are deranged lunatics. This woman's life is already gone. So if something happens to her when she's down there, her life is already gone. She's already destroyed it. My babies aren't more important than anybody else's. Yeah. I mean, literally, I don't care what happens to her. At this point, I do not care what happens to her. You're defending people who want to destroy things and people that I love. What is wrong with you? Something is seriously wrong with them. And they're doing this because here's the thing. It would be one thing if she's like doing this and she's filming and she's just going out there. She's filming it. She's posting online. She's telling people, look, I don't care about my own kid. Kill my kid. I don't care. Have I earned a place on your list as one of the good white ones? Have I done that? It's pathetic. It's groveling, pathetic. Low life. You can't have a country with these people. I'm sorry, but you legitimately can't. Okay, here's an example from January 22nd. A third world illegal alien was just arrested for raping a sleeping 16-year-old girl during an armed home invasion in Nashville, Tennessee. So Renee Good and Mr. Pretty died trying to kill ICE agents who were trying to get rid of illegal alien rapists. They died defending the scum of the scum. You are the scum. You are the scum.
.com alert desk with more, Alicia.
That's right, Tori. Police arrested Mena Awad this afternoon at a hotel in Louisville, Kentucky. Awad is accused of sexually assaulting a 16-year-old girl on New Year's Eve while she slept in her Millwood Drive apartment. Police say he entered the victim's unlocked apartment with a gun and a knife. Louisville police arrested him this afternoon after receiving information from Metro Police about his whereabouts. Awad will soon be returned to Nashville.
Okay. Is that a surprise to you that this person would do that when they came into your country? They don't respect that you have a border in your country. They're not going to respect that you have a border in your home, that you have a border on your body, that you have a right to say no. And people like Renee Good and Mr. Pretty are out there trying to get in your way of stopping these people from raping your kids. This is what I want you to visualize, okay? Mr. Pretty is trying to get in your way from stopping Muhammad and Carlos from raping your kids. Do you care what happens to him? No. That's the answer. I don't give a fuck about your rights to protest the government. Protest the government all you want, but you're not getting in the way of me stopping people from violating my children. That's how that's going to happen. And people don't realize that they are in 100% a Bolshevik revolution. Here is what happened this past week that no one seems to care or talk about. Let's go take a look at what exactly occurred.
You heard what some of the folks said in there, you know, that this is, they shouldn't be there and, you know, they shouldn't be uncomfortable and this is our house and whatever. That's what protesting is about, is to make people uncomfortable. You may not like it, but I mean, if they went into a church, you know, any church, you heard.
So Don Lemon took his squad of Bolshevik revolutionaries and actually violated constitutionally protected rights for you to worship without interference. That's correct. It is called the Church Protection Act, which prohibits groups of people banding together with the intention of violating citizens' constitutional rights. That's correct. It's called the FACE Act 18, USC Code 248. This is an actual federal crime. And is Don Lemon in jail? No, because the Bolsheviks are running your government. They're running your media. They are the judges. They are the DAs. They are the lawyers. And not a single one of them will speak up, make a squeak, and say Don Lemon went too far. No, for them, he didn't go far enough. They're remembering their glory days, like before the Spanish Civil War, when they locked up churches and burned nuns and priests and worshipers alive. That's where they want to go. And this is just the beginning. So cry me a fucking river. Here we go. Let's check this out. Let's watch Don Lemon going into a church with his collaborators to intimidate church worshipers.
Renee Good.
Tell me what those people's intentions are. They're really just there because they care about Renee Good. Half those people talked about how you shouldn't even say her name because Renee Good was a white woman. They could give a shit. What do people in church worshiping have anything to do with ICE? What does that have to do with it? Nothing. You see that the ultimate goal is to destroy your country and your culture. And they're demons. They're literally fucking demons who hate the one true faith. I didn't see Don Lemon going to a synagogue where the majority of people support ISIS agents. Did I see that? I didn't see Don Lemon going to a mosque. I mean, probably because those people wouldn't be legal, but maybe they were. Maybe they would. I didn't see him going to a mosque. And why not? Why is it Christianity that's the problem? And if this doesn't make your blood boil, then I'm sorry, but you are dead. You are literally dead. You have no fight in you. Here they are tormenting a young couple who's just there to worship.
You got your jewelry, you have your nice clothes, but what do you do? What do you do to stand up for your Somali and Latino communities?
They're not my community, you douchebag. A lot of people don't understand. They sealed the doors and burned everyone alive in Russia and Spain, and it is exactly what they're planning on doing here. Some of you are like, this can't happen in America. We have the Constitution. Well, the Constitution protects your right to worship freely. And what is going on, huh? Constitution is also supposed to defend your right to free speech, and you have people being arrested for hate speech, or having police being showing up to their house because they said something online that was considered inciting violence. And what I mean by that is simply if you call out a particular group of people for bad behavior. But if you call out and say white people should all be killed, nothing happens to you. But here's what Don Lemon has to say about this. Here's what he has to say.
And there's a certain degree of entitlement. I think people who are, you know, in the religious groups like that, it's not the type of Christianity that I practice, but I think that they're entitled, and that entitlement.
Yeah, the Christianity you practice involves sacrificing babies to Moloch. So yeah, you actually worship Satan.
It comes from a supremacy, a white supremacy. And they think that this country was built for them, that it is a Christian country, when actually we left England because we wanted religious freedom.
Religious freedom for different sects of Christianity, you mongrel. You mutt. By the way, this is who he says is white supremacy. Is that not an Asian woman there? Is that not another Asian dude back there? Unbelievable. I'm sure there's some Latinos in here, but they want to pin it. Christianity means white supremacy because we've already made it illegal for you to be white. So now we just have to marry Christianity to that, and it will be illegal for you to be a Christian. Unless you want to practice whatever gay version of Christianity, which allowed Don Lemon and his gay husband to get married in a church. And this is how you know it's not in the body of Christ, because Don Lemon didn't immediately burst into flames when he entered that church. So Don Lemon dares Pam Bondi to try and arrest him. This is how blatant they are. He literally violated a federal code. And Harmeet Dillon says, okay, but nothing has happened. Nothing has happened. We did have some people arrested, which is fantastic. They arrested Nakima Levy Armstrong, who played a key role in organizing and coordinating the attacks on City's church in St. Paul, Minnesota. And a second arrest of Chantel Louisa Allen and William Kelly. But you really should have Don Lemon in jail because he was a part of it. That's correct. What about Don Lemon? Now you can see why they didn't go to the synagogue, huh? All right, because these people are on the same side. They want you dead and murdered. Here's one of them who got arrested. Oh, yeah, real freedom fighter. I'm sure she's really, that's what she's campaigning for, freedom. Absolute unbelievable. Here's what happened to a monastery in 1923 when the Bolsheviks took over. What did they do? They totally looted the church of all its sacred items. They destroyed it. They burned it down. And it's all happening again. And people are crying because an ICE agent was a little trigger happy with a guy who's out there defending files. Okay, yeah, they did find probable cause to charge Don Lemon, but the DA refused to charge him because the DA worked in a Democrat's office. I forgot who it was. I remember reading about this. And yeah, Don Lemon is a demon because back in 2017, a white kid in Chicago who was disabled and he was autistic, like the nonverbal kind, was abducted and tortured by four black suspects on camera. It was live streamed. And what did Don Lemon have to say about that? Let's see.
That's what this is. It's evil. It's brutality. It's man's inhumanity to man. And
I don't think it's evil. I don't think it's evil. I think these are young people and I think they have bad home training.
Oh, see? See? Oh, they don't know any better. They just were taught poorly. This is what happens when you don't hold communists responsible for the consequences of their action. Don Lemon is a gay Bolshevik who would enjoy nothing more than sodomizing your children. Here he was getting married in front of a church with his gay, seemingly white man and their three dogs that they're probably committing crimes against. And even Nicki Minaj had some things to say about him, which is fantastic. You know, I don't know what's going on with Nicki Minaj, but it is what it is, folks. She's calling out these anti-Christians. Here's the video that will show you that he was reaching for a weapon. Now, I don't know if at this point he had another weapon or that he had already been disarmed, but this is actually what triggered the murder of Alex Pretty. He's resisting arrest. He's armed. A gun goes off. And there he goes, reaching for his weapon. Why are you out there with a weapon? What is your plan? What is your plan? I do believe we have the right to protest, but we're dealing with Bolsheviks. And you can give Bolsheviks no quarter because they will kill you and your family in a satanic ritual and then deny it for years and then make movies about how anybody who wanted to stop them was the real bad guys. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. And then you can just see that they're actually totally retarded and they don't even know what they're down there defending.
Convicted of right here on the back if you want. Read one of them. Because there's one of here. Muhammad has multiple counts of credit card fraud. Oh, he's Somalian. Right there. But we can do Ignacio. It was in the U.S. illegally from Mexico. He was previously arrested for child cruelty and battery. He was supposed to be deported, and Biden did not make that happen. Miguel is a Mexican national arrested previously for cruelty towards a child. There's one guy on here that was arrested for strong-arm sodomy against a little boy and a little girl. Those are pedophiles.
Strong-armed sodomy, huh?
Okay.
And so when you want ICE out of Minnesota or Minneapolis, this is who you're protecting.
No, I am not trying to protect those people. I'm protecting the actual people who have not had any previous criminal charges against them being deported. Sure, maybe those people have been convicted. Maybe they should get out. But
how do they get out, though?
I mean, get out.
But how does that happen without ICE?
Find some other organization, not hiring criminals.
There isn't. There is no lawful organization that can remove somebody that's here illegally and committed crimes. They can't do it.
You know what that's called? That's called the police.
The local police does not, they don't deport people. ICE does.
Didn't you vote to defund the police anyway? Weren't you saying how the police should be defunded also?
Okay, well, here's the thing, though. Say that, they want to get these criminals, or they want to, like, convict the criminal, get them out, right? You want to know an easy way to know if someone been convicted, get criminals? Go to the jail cell, get the people that have already been...
And these people, this is what I'm saying, these people are nonsensical. That's why I don't fight with these people. I don't do debates with these people because they are disingenuous, uninformed, and as stupid as they are so arrogant that when you bring up things they don't know about, they turn it around and call you like a conspiracy theorist, they call you a racist or prejudiced because they don't know about the facts that you know, and their little stupid pea brains can't compute it and factor it in. And so they have to discredit the source it's coming from, because if they have to actually factor in, like, hey, this guy like basically anally the child, and that's who you're defending, then it makes them the bad guy, and they can't handle that. So I feel bad for this guy, but I guarantee you, if you got him on some testosterone and had him do some push-ups, his whole worldview would change. Because all of the men on the left who are defending this are basically women. Anyway, that's been the show, guys. I'm sure I'll have plenty more to talk about in the coming weeks.